relatively speaking, a very strong country. In the 1400s, the royalty of Poland, especially under King Casimir, desired for various reasons to have a substantial and strong Jewish population in Poland. And they extended an invitation to Jews to come to Poland. And they provided them with certain economic benefits that in order to entice them to come to Poland. So the royalty, generally speaking, was, you can't say pro-Jewish because nobody in the world was pro-Jewish. But the royalty generally accepted and was desirous of a Jewish presence in Poland. The main opposition to the Jews in Poland came from three classes of people who were not only the majority, they were the vast majority of Poland. They were 90% of Poland. Those were the artisans, the urban townspeople who saw the Jews as competitive to their interests. And the small artisan, the shoemaker, the tailor, the baker, the butcher, he did not want Jewish competition. The clergy in Poland and in Russia and in Lithuania and the Ukraine were always bitterly anti-Semitic as a matter of religion, not only as a matter of, well, you say, how was it different than Western Europe? It was far different than Western Europe. None of the liberalizing influences which existed in the Western European church ever reached Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe never experienced a renaissance. It never heard dissent. The Reformation didn't reach Eastern Europe. The fanaticism of the Eastern European church was and still remains today. Well, you'll see an example today that Poland, the Roman Catholic Church in Poland, and to a certain extent in Lithuania, has still not been cracked by the communists. It's an alliance of necessity and an alliance of enemies, but neither one has been able to unseat the other. Whereas, for instance, in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, to all practical purposes, has been taken over by the Communist Party. It exists at the sufferance of the Communist Party. The priests are communists, etc. That has not happened in Poland. The fact that there is a Polish Pope is not an accident of history. And the fact that he behaves as he does and espouses the philosophies that he does, and the fact that they tried to kill him, all of those facts say a great deal about the Polish Church today. The Polish Church today is the heir to the Polish Church of the last seven, eight centuries. Roman Catholicism and religion generally in Eastern Europe was far more primitive than it was in Western Europe. The faith of the people was far simpler. They were not, they didn't go in for the study of philosophy. They were not interested in the niceties of Aquinas. And to the masses of believing Christians in Eastern Europe, everything was not only to be taken literally, that was the only way to deal with life and with religion, was on a very literal, fundamentalist type of basic religion. And in such a climate, the Jews are in terrible trouble. I've often said that the best of all worlds is religious Jews and irreligious non-Jews. We, unfortunately, most of the time live in a reverse world. But that's the best of our world, because the fanatical beliefs of primitive Christianity are so steeped in terrible anti-Semitism and in ideas of Jewish deicide and in Jewish guilt and in hatred to the Jews that it's so overwhelming that it can, that even when you don't have Jews, as exists today, for instance, in Poland, there are no Jews left to hate, and they still hate them.